Ma chère mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you here tonight. And now, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Shelley, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour.
Do, 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 do. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, July 21st, 2015. I'm Emily Kwong, and on the morning interview today, my guests are members of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp Musical Theater Camp, and they're talking about their production of Beauty and the Beast, that classic story, which is coming up. The show will debut on Friday. This is the director, W.T. McRae. How are you doing?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Good. What time did you get out of rehearsal last night for this show?
We finished rehearsal around 9 o'clock and then had a production meeting. So I was out by almost 10 o'clock.
This show is notable for being not only a full production, but a very ambitious one. How is it going so far?
You know, it's going well. I'm really excited. We finished the show yesterday. It's all blocked and choreographed. Blocking is, you know, deciding who stands where and when they walk and where you should be, which platform you're on when you say this line. So we've met the whole show. We ran all of Act 2 last night, cleaned some things up. Act 2 is fun to watch. It's even giving me the emotions, which is good. We wanted to. The story gave me the feels, got me right in the feeler. We ran the whole show on Sunday. The laughs are landing. The show is entertaining. We have a really talented cast, and I feel lucky to be working with them.
You have two of your very talented cast members in the studio right now. Would you ladies like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Olivia Rivera. I'm from New London, Connecticut.
I'm Victoria Ingram, and I'm from Wrangell, Alaska.
And now who do you play in the show? Can you introduce yourselves in your show voice?
Oh, no. I play Mrs. Potts.
And I am Madame de la Grande Bouche.
Remind people listening who Madame de la Grande Bouche is.
She's the wardrobe.
And yes, she helps in the pivotal moment where Belle becomes transformed for the ball. The ball? The ball. The dance with the Beast.
Yes.
For those of you who don't actually know Beauty and the Beast, you need to get yourselves to a DVD rental place right now. It's based on a Disney film, but was adapted into a musical, and this is the version that you are working off of? Why did you pick Beauty and the Beast for this year's production?
Well, Beauty and the Beast is, in my opinion, one of the best Disney musicals. I think that the intention behind the creative team for making the cartoon in the first place was to make it feel like a Broadway musical. And so it transfers and translates very well. Even though it's a big story, the way the scenes are constructed fits very well on the stage. So that's my artistic interest in it. It's a show that older people my age and older, like, we remember the movie. We have a level of nostalgia. A lot of us sort of grew up with Beauty and the Beast in our life. And the story transcends age. I think it's a great fit because everybody can get something out of it. This particular version is based on the cartoon film, but Alan Menken wrote, I think, 12 additional songs. Hmm. So there's additional material. If you know the movie, then there's more. There's more of what you love. There's a big number in Act 2 that was in the film, didn't test well with audiences, and so they took it out of the film. And then when the Broadway show came out, people loved it so much, they put it back in.
Is this by any chance Human Again?
Human Again, yes. The beloved Human Again.
I think... What is this song about?
Well, it's all of the objects, like Mrs. Potts is becoming a teapot and Madame de la Grande Bouche is becoming a wardrobe. This curse that the Beast has been put under is turning all of his servants throughout the castle into objects. And if he can break the curse, they'll become human again.
You both are impersonating objects for this play. And what did you think when you found out you were cast as these two roles, particularly I know it happens very quickly. It's at the musical theater camp, right? The students arrive and they're cast pretty shortly after. But
I think for me, one of the first things I had to figure out was, how the heck am I going to look like a teapot costume-wise? Do I have to hold up my right arm like a spout this entire show? It's a lot of figuring out how your character is going to work physically. Like, how do you embody a teapot, or how do you embody a wardrobe? Mm. And it's really important to figure that out early on so you can just work on it and hone it.
So what have you managed so far? How is Mrs. Potts going to, your Mrs. Potts going to work?
I don't need to put my arm up.
Okay.
Thank God. But it's a lot about how I hold myself, because she's a no-nonsense woman. And it's a really big challenge, but it's something I enjoy figuring out. Every day something new is learned on how to become this character.
You sing also a pretty iconic song. You sing Tale as Old as Time, which I remember as like a four-year-old, my heart swelling before I even knew what was happening. And did you grow up watching Beauty and the Beast, or do you remember that song?
No, actually, I've only seen about half of Beauty and the Beast, okay. Which I get ridiculed for on set constantly.
Yeah.
But that song is particularly hard, because there's the notes on the page, but if you just sing the notes on the page, it's not as important to the audience. So I've been working with almost everybody on our director staff to figure out how to translate this song into a storytelling moment. And it's so important to get it right. So that's been my main focus this past week and a half. Just figuring out how to make that song as important as it needs to be. Because it is so important.
It's the pivotal moment that they fall in love.
It's the falling in love moment.
It's the falling in love moment.
My script on that page in the libretto is marked up like with tons of notes from every single person giving me notes. It is so important to me to get that right.
And what about you? How has it been to be the wardrobe?
Well, I thought it was fun. I had to look up Madame de la Grande Bouche because I didn't know that that was the name of the wardrobe. In it, she's an opera singer. So what I try and bring forth is kind of the, not just like opera, but like what people kind of think an opera singer would act like and how they would sound, and I try and bring that so it can be a fun character, a nice character, so that people can be happy with it and it'll be fun to play.
And she's great.
What has been your favorite scene to block so far, or your favorite scene to stage as a group?
Oh, wow. That's a hard question.
I know you've only run through the show once before, but is there anyone that like people get really amped up? And this is
the two most fun for me have been Be Our Guest, which was challenging.
Yeah.
It's 48 pages of music in the conductor's score. There are 5 dance breaks. It traverses styles from tango to silent film to kick line to a Busby Berkeley section. There's a lot going on there. So that one's been fun. And then there's the battle when they storm the castle, which might be my favorite thing we've created.
Excellent. Together. How many students are in the cast?
There are 38 cast members.
Okay. And how many years have you been involved with the musical theater camp, actually?
All of them.
All 9 years. Okay.
4 years for musical theater camp. 4 years. Yeah.
So how do you think you're able to pull this off year after year? And do you think you can do it again with Beauty and the Beast? Because it is such a big, big show.
Yeah. We've assembled a really fantastic group of humans. And the right people keep showing up. And a lot of times our modern world is so unfocused. We're all headed in so many directions, and we have this advantage of being in one place all together and having one project for 2 weeks. You wake up and you go to bed, and everything in between is a project, and we're all in it together. And it feels like a family, and it's amazing what a group of people that have a common vision and a common goal and work well with each other can accomplish. The show's going to be great, and our family is looking forward to sharing it with yours.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing stories about your production. It just sounds like so much fun. You are doing some further sharing this afternoon at the library at 1 o'clock. You'll be at Kettleson Memorial Library. singing and telling stories to preschoolers, but anyone in the listening can also go. And the show itself will debut on Friday, July 24th at the Sitka Performing Arts Center at 7 o'clock. And again on Saturday at 2:30 and 7 o'clock, also at the PAC. Tickets are $20 for adults and $15 for students and senior citizens at Old Harbor Books and at the camp office. Actually, one last question for you. This is from a listener who wanted to know, how's the set?
It's amazing.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's the biggest set. In every way, this is the biggest show okay. we've ever done in Sitka.
So for the set alone, it's probably worth seeing.
Come see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a great time this week. Good luck with all your rehearsals, and thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to W.T. McRae and Victoria Ingram and Olivia Rivera. They are in the production of Beauty and the Beast.